flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. We had a little snow burst. Not really a lot. Kind of windy, kind of cold. Great day to be around the computer. And as a result, Tech Talk is underway. And if you want to visit with Doug, feel free to get a hold of us on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Once again, it's Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Doug, good to visit with you.
Yeah, I like the weather. We're getting a little snow, but it's really pretty.
Yeah, and we had really crazy warm weather this week. Temps in the 50s. It was lovely. And once again, a little bit of snow. We'll have more on the weather here in about 20 minutes or so. But if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, or software, or whatever, feel free to call the program here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Once again, 651-461-9226. And that's good for a call or text. If you call, you'll visit with producer Lindsay Brown, and she'll put you through. And if you text, it'll come right into the studio. And we've got a good one, and this made headlines this week, and that is DeepSeek. From the AP, someone's asking about DeepSeek, but it's an artificial intelligence chatbot made by Chinese tech startup DeepSeek, and it caused problems with the stock markets, and there was a lot of concern about AI technology. And as we've said before about AI, this is the tip of the iceberg in what we're going to see not only here domestically, but around the world, good guys, bad guys, etc., using AI. This is the very beginning.
Oh, no question. And they really think that there's things being programmed into AI that are trying to take control of the stock market. If that's proven, oh, goodness. Yeah, this is we have an interesting decade coming up, in my opinion. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah, and, you know, DeepSeek AI Assistant became the number one downloaded free app on Apple's iPhone store Monday, propelled by curiosity about the ChatGPT competitor. This from the AP. Part of what's worrying some U.S. tech industry observers is the idea that the Chinese startup has caught up with the American companies at the forefront of generative AI at a fraction of the cost. And once again, if someone's able to do it better or cheaper, etc., investors sit up and take notice, because there has been an insane amount of money invested in AI by domestic companies and European companies, etc. And the idea that a Chinese competitor could do it better, do it cheaper, that could have major ramifications going forward.
Yeah. You know, we won the race to the moon. I'm not certain we're going to win the race to AI. I'm concerned. I really am.
Yeah, and Doug, when you talk about it in the sprawling data centers that are being constructed and the power consumption, it's still one of those things where I tread very lightly in using this type of technology. I honestly am not a huge fan of it, and I'm worried that we have absolutely no way to regulate it. In any attempt so far by Congress or any other elected body, I just think they're lagging so far behind the curve that in reality we really don't know what we're dealing with here.
Oh, no question. I started playing with AI in the mid-80s, and I played with it, I don't know, 6-7 weeks, and it bothered me. I haven't touched it since. I'm on the same page as you. I just have to sit back and watch. I really, maybe I'm over paranoid, but it's just got too much potential to do harm.
Yeah, it is indeed a great concern. So it is one of those, and I think what I've read about it this week and what I read here a moment ago and read the AP story about it, the Associated Press story, is that any sort of these new things, I don't know how quick I would be or willing to download that to my phone.
Oh, no question about it. It can get just bizarre.
All right, 312 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. By the way, we have open phone lines right now at 651-461-9226. And once again, you can text as well, 651-461-9226. And Doug, let's go to the text line right now while we have a moment. And I think this is a good one. Do I need to clean out my Android smartphone? And how do I do that? If needed, how do I clean up a smartphone?
Oh, I think that I would recommend going and finding an app. It's been a while now since I've had an Android, but that's probably your best bet. Just go to the Google store and check to see what you can find and do some research on who wrote it. Go to their homepage. Let's make sure they're valid. And you might even want to send them an email for support to see if they wrecked. Be cautious when we're downloading these things, but that's probably your best bet. I don't have a quick fix, to be honest. It's going to require a little with iPhones, doesn't seem to be. They just run. I haven't really concerned myself at all with my iPhone, so I'm a little behind the time with the Androids.
Yeah, and here's the thing with smartphones, and one of the things we have talked about, and I've done with my iPhone occasionally. Say, for instance, I go to visit the doctor and I'm sitting in the waiting room. Great opportunity to go through, weed out photos, videos, etc. that I don't need anymore. Duplicates, triplicates. Sometimes I'll take a photo of something at work when I'm back in the production area so I remember it when I get back to my desk, make, model number, etc. if I have to buy something. There's no reason for me to keep that long term. It's just a snapshot that I want for the moment, and then I get rid of it. I think to me, and in my experience with my smartphone over the years, cleaning up those photos and videos, and they take up a ton of space, and, you know, you think about how big a phone is, it's not infinite storage. Cleaning that up makes a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. This is probably the biggest thing with smartphones, that they start getting goofy. Look at how much storage you have left. That's great advice, Steve. That's really good advice.
Quick break. We'll come back with more, and we will jump to the text line. Here's some of the things we've got coming up. We've got Windows 10. Someone apparently has a blue screen of death. We've all heard that. Oh. And much, much more coming up here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for the entire hour here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us on a Saturday. He's here until 4 o'clock. And if you want to get a hold of us on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And let's go to the phones. Ray, you're on the air. Hope you're having a good day.
Well, I'm staying warm.
Yeah, that's a key.
We just got an HP Inspire Envy printer. We connected it up to my desktop, and before we can use it, it says we have to download a driver, and it tries to send us out to a website, but this desktop is not connected to the internet. And before, when we got a printer, we had a little CD with it. It would just pop in the, and it would load it from there. But I'm not sure how I can get the drivers for it now.
Yeah, you're going to have to get on the internet for sure. And it could come from either HP or Microsoft Windows. Chances are it's going to start at Windows, but if it doesn't come in, you can go to HP.com. But you're going to have to get your computer on the internet for sure.
Yeah, and do you have an internet connection at home, Ray?
Well, we can get on with our phones.
Yeah, that's certainly going to be a challenge, Doug. Hey, Ray, thanks for the call.
And that's tricky.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And here's the thing, Doug. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's these drivers are unique to the operating system and can potentially be unique to the motherboard of the computer that. You know, you couldn't go to another machine, download it to, say, a USB drive, and then move it over and have it work, correct?
I think you can with an HP printer. You'll be able to get the drivers and the setup files, but if he's working with a phone, that's going to get really strange. They're all set up to be part of a local area network, and you can transfer files from one device to another, regardless what it is, if you've got your local area network set up. But if the only place he's got internet is phones, that's going to get really strange.
Well, he's
going to have to figure out how to get the drivers from HP and put it on a USB, possibly with his phone.
Yeah, I don't know the mechanism of that. You know, without the computer and the printer connected to the network, like say for instance, we've done this with a number of printers at home. It's very common. You get that printer. It's like the brother that we have, and I've had really good luck with this brother printer. By the way, it's been a good machine. I've had Epsons a lot over the years and HPs, but this has been a very good printer. Popped it on, found the Wi-Fi in the house, plugged in the password, and then any device, whether it's a Chromebook or my wife's Mac or whatever, is able to find that printer and print no problem. And the only thing we've run into on occasion, it'll go to sleep and lose that connection. And it's all you need to do is power it down, power it back up, and it trains right back up and it'll print and print and print.
Well, you know, and the thing is we could guide him to use Bluetooth with his phone to get connected to the printer and then download drive. But that's going to give him drivers for his phone. That's not going to address the desktop.
No.
But, yeah, he's got kind of a biz bag going on.
Yeah, that is going to be a challenge, Ray. You're going to probably need that computer and printer connected to the internet in some way, shape, or form to get that. Yeah. to work. We want to go to another call. Tom has a Windows 11 question. You're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. So the other day I was doing my updates, and my Windows 11 laptop was running 23H2, and it decided that it was going to do an upgrade to 24H2, and it looked like it downloaded, and then it did another download, and then it finally installed. And when the install got done, it decided it wasn't compatible, and it rolled it all back. And at that point, then when I did a check for updates again, that particular the 24H2 update was gone. It didn't show up anymore. And looking online, it looks like a lot of people have had problems with the 24H2 update. And now it seems to be the updates that I'm seeing come through are for back to 23H2, but the 2025 versions of it. So I'm confused as far as, all right, so how many different versions is Microsoft supporting, and why isn't my machine upgrading to the 24H2?
Yeah, isn't it ugly?
Yes, very. This is the worst I have ever seen.
Yeah, that's when I set up a Windows 10 or 11 machine, I automatically will install and run the Windows Toolbox that I downloaded from Chris Titus. And that kind of puts a lot more control on these updates. The only thing it will update if you set it to do so is strictly security updates. And you can bring these big updates in much, much slower and piece by piece. As I don't like the fact that this automatic stuff, people are basically beta testing, and they don't even have an option to say no. I'm not so certain that your computer is not compatible. There's people getting this type of message from Windows when they get an update that it's a false read. I'm not sure what advice to give you other than just keep an eye on it.
It looks like it's going back and applying. It knows that I'm on 23H2, and it's applying the 2025 versions of the updates for 23H2. So it's like, and it's not even trying to push the 24H2 at me anymore. So
once it gets a server, see that it's triggered on their end. Their server, according to your serial numbers and your machine, has already got it. Unless you like back out or start to do a fresh install in Windows, which is going to end up be a lot of work. This is bad thing that's going on. And you're right. You are not the only person dealing with this. There's a lot of this happening with the Windows update. In fact, not too long ago, somebody had actually declared and proven that in the update, spyware was coming in. So that's not good either. I didn't get too involved in researching that, but these updates are getting a little erratic, and
they started releasing it in October, and then in December they supposedly put out a new version of it to get around some of the problems that they had been distributing back with the October release of the 24H2.
Well, that's exactly correct. It's one of these days we're going to have to all get on the same page again. The scattering of trying to control how long people can own their hardware. It's getting really, really out of hand.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call. That is a major challenge. You've talked about update loops before, and when does someone back up their data, make sure that that's secure, that they've got a hard copy on an external hard drive, and ideally up in the clouds, and then do the fresh install, as you talked about, where you kind of throw up your hands and say, all right, we got to go back to the drawing board, so to speak.
Yeah, and then, see, in his position, too, that'd be the next piece of advice would be get your data copied right now. And then once you do that, I encourage people that the day you no longer can trust your computer, it's time. It's time to save your data. Strip that baby down to absolute a bare hard drive and reinstall Windows from the ground up. It might also be a good time for you to experiment with Linux a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, this gentleman, if he had a dual boot, he'd pop over to Linux and get his work done and just cruise right along just like nothing's wrong. So that's a good argument to have a dual operating system as well. But, yeah, these updates are, well, they're getting out of hand. They really are.
Yeah. Boy, that's got to be frustrating. Here's a follow-up on Ray's call about the printer and the fact that they're able to access the Internet through their phone. an Android or a Windows. And this came from our text line. It's a good idea. I really didn't think this far ahead. Turn on the hotspot, get the new printer programmed to the hotspot, get the desktop trained into the hotspot, and you could probably get your drivers that way. If they have no other internet service in the house, and the only way to get on the internet is through their phone service, probably 5G at this point, whether they're with AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, or another provider. If they are able to get to the internet with their phone, they would need to make sure that the printer and the desktop are on that phone's hotspot so they're on the same internet, and then I would assume they'd be able to download drivers.
Possibly. It should be, as long as he's got a decent... See, now then the problem is timing out. His bandwidth could be limited.
Yep.
But that would be the next issue. So it's not going to be easy no matter what he does.
Yeah, and I think people, and we have brought this up right before we go to a break, and we'll have an update on the weather. I have been playing around with this. I bought the T-Mobile 5G appliance. Not even... It's maybe the size of a bottle of orange juice. And plugged it in, trained up, found the 5G signal, and it provides Wi-Fi service. Now, I only bought the backup version where you get X amount of bandwidth per month. But I've been playing with this thing, and it's been really, really stable. And if people aren't heavy, heavy internet users, it might be a good idea. And I'm paying $25 a month, but the full-blown unlimited service is $60 a month. So, right. I mean, there are affordable alternatives to get internet in your house, wherever you live. Even if you live in an apartment building, that there are plenty of options to get internet service.
Yeah, that T-Mobile's did. I have yet to hear anyone complain about that, and that's huge. Hey, you know, they've sold a bunch of these too. So if we're gonna start having trouble, I'm sure that somebody would be hearing things by now. And people they're happy with it.
Yeah, my cousin, who's worked with a firm here in the Twin Cities, one firm for a long, long time since graduating from the University of Minnesota. That's what he does. He is a computer programmer, and that's what he uses at home and has had really good luck, and that convinced me to give it a try. It is 3:31. We'll take a break. We'll come back and more on Tech Talk, a couple of ways to get in. You can do the talk and text line, and that is 651-461-9226. Text, good way to go. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown. We'll take a quick break and have an update on the weather. When does the snow end? We'll find out in a moment. And we are back. Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is joining us. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And Doug, we promised we'd get right to the text line. We haven't heard about the blue screen of death in a while, but I had a blue screen computer failure. Took it to Best Buy, got a new computer. They could not recover a lot of my files. I had backed up on thumb drives. However, some will not load. Any suggestions on recovering the data?
Boy, not without seeing them. I'd have to take a look, but sounds to me like they've encrypted it or it's compressed, but they should certainly get it. I'd like to have a couple of those thumb drives to see if Linux could read them. But without seeing them, Steve, I couldn't even venture to guess.
Now, you and I have talked about the USB drives or the thumb drives, etc., and they've come down in cost. I've seen them on the counter at the gas station for $2.
And we're paying for it in quality, too.
Yeah, I've never been confident in those. It would never be my sole backup of anything. I mean, it's one thing to grab one. I think they are fraught with peril.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You can even step up to the plate and buy some expensive ones today. And they're just not what they were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, they were pretty decent. And when they first came out, of course, they were very expensive back then, too. They were just like a drive. It was like, oh, wonderful. In fact, I've got one, my original that I bought. It's a, of course, it's huge. Couldn't even call it a pocket drive. But it's still exactly the same as it was the day I bought it. This is the problem with stuff. We love getting things that's a good deal. But there comes a point where cheap is too cheap. And I am on the same page as you. USB drives, it just, you can't trust them for long-term storage.
And I believe, and this could be totally false, but I have heard this before, that they are very susceptible to static electricity.
Indeed.
You know, carrying them around in pockets, throwing them in a bag, you know, dragging them out. I just, once again, a little bit leery about that. Now, there are a lot of firms in town, and you can do a search, and that will do data recovery. If you have that hard drive, even if you have these USB drives, and you don't want to take it on yourself, there are companies that might be able to help you out. Reputable companies here in town that will take the physical drive, whatever it is, a thumb drive or a hard drive. You and I have talked about this in the past. It is possible to get data, but be prepared to spend some money.
Yeah, you know, the big player in town, of course, is OnTrack. And they are, if they're not the best on the planet, I will guarantee, Steve, they're in the top three. They do work for FBI, CIA, the MI6, all the governments of the planet. They just do tremendous work. And they're at Eden Prairie. But they'll give you an estimate before they start, but it's going to be a little costly, no question about it. But this technology is so complex. And the equipment that they have, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is not an easy technology to master. It just really, but you know, you get what you pay for, and, well, you pay for what you get. And that's just kind of the way of the world.
Yeah, and Doug, it all goes back to something we have talked about since the very beginning of the program. Here on kind of a windy winter day on February 1st, back up your files. Have a hard copy, maybe an external hard drive. You disconnect, and someone used those terrible fires in the L.A. area as an example. Well, if you have that home and your home burns down, that's why some sort of cloud service, whether it's a paid automated service or you have another way to back up your data, important documents, photos, maybe even videos, etc. Cloud storage is cheap.
It is. And I would always encourage people to pay attention to the equipment that you have, for sure. And most of it will come with a stick, plug your drive in, and just it's all automatic. That's fine and good. But also, take and do a copy and a paste of the whole entire file. Each one. And it won't take you long once you figure this out. That copy and paste command should be considered computers 101. Everybody should have a full understanding of that. And that way they've got a copy that's compressed, that's easy to maintain, but this other copy too, just in case they can't undo it, they can't unencrypt it or can't uncompress it. It'll be a godsend. And disk space is cheap, whether you have an external drive or whether you're paying for a service to back up. These backup services, I'm having trouble understanding how they even maintain existence. They're just practically giving away their service and their storage. But that's something I think people need to spend a little bit more time planning and getting it right.
Yeah. Once again, back up those files, and that is a great example on it. Doug, I have Windows 10 with Malwarebytes Premium, and it works great. Microsoft is prompting me to upgrade to 11. Is there any reason to do it at this time?
I can't imagine what it would be. I remember, Steve, you and I, we are kind of old school. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
See, you may be opening up a can of worms that you'll never be able to crawl out of. It's not worth it. I think run it. They're even talking about extending the life of 10 at this point, because of the upgrade problems that they're having and the updating. So I'd hold off. I would really hold off.
Yeah, if it's running along fine and you have clean backups of your data, I'd let the good times roll. That's something you've said for a long time. You know, why bother at this point going forward? And it reminds me of a good story. Before the heating season, I had a tech out, nice guy, go through the furnace, make sure that everything's working properly, that the burners and the heat exchanger and the electronic ignition, all the things in the natural gas furnace. And I know it's an older unit, probably around 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And he went through it and said, yeah, everything checked out, but you know, it's 20 years old. And I said, is everything working properly? Is the heat exchanger still in good shape? Are the burners okay? All the electronics? He said, yeah, the furnace is working well. I cleaned it up. It's ready to go. But good. You should think about a new one. And I'm like, I'm thinking about it, but not while this one's working. And no, I think that goes back to computers, that you don't need to say, well, I've had this computer for 5 years. Now, if you hate the monitor or want a bigger monitor or a better keyboard or there's something wrong, but if the machine is working, save your money.
Oh, you know, and it's so true. I wish I had a dollar, Steve, for every time somebody called me and they bought a new computer and it's slower than the old one. It doesn't save as fast. It doesn't do this.
Yeah.
Really, you may have a 10, 15-year-old computer. Go out and buy one, and the computer you're replacing is a better machine. It's happening quite frequently. It's a unique anomaly.
Yeah. Quick break. We'll come back. Someone is running Windows 7. We'll get into that when we come back on the program. Good for them. By the way, it is Tech Talk, and you still have time if you want to visit with Doug. The phone number is 651-461-9226, and you can call into the studio, visit with Lindsay. She'll put you through, or you can use it to send a text to us. By the way, we have all the news and weather at 4. Steve Carney will take us outdoors, and much, much more on a Saturday here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug. A few minutes left. Quick reminder, all our shows available in podcast form at the website, WCCRadio.com. Download, share those. We certainly would appreciate that. Doug, here's one. Oh, we better get to the phones first before we talk about Windows 7. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My father-in-law has an old Macintosh Apple desktop, and he's purchased a new laptop, the MacBook Pro. He's not comfortable going into Best Buy to get the old information off the hard drive onto the new one. Is there a service that would go to his home, or how easy is it? Could I do that possibly for him?
Yeah, I'd say you probably could. And there's lots of places too. I did it for many years. I will do it for certain people. But you can connect up remotely if he's got good, strong internet, and he can watch the person work, and the person could probably even teach him a whole ton while they're going through it. So, yeah, that's absolutely available. Absolutely.
Yeah, Kathy.
On who I could contact?
Well, I don't do as much work as I used to, but if you want to give me a call and you're patient, I would be willing to help you. Sure.
Oh, wonderful. No, that would be great.
All right, Kathy. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a couple of minutes, so just hold on, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. And, Doug, this is one where you want to take your time, and you don't want to make a mistake along the way transferring that data, but very, very doable, particularly with a Mac. I would think it would be relatively straightforward.
Yeah, especially if he set up like Time Shift and he had Apple before. If he's got an iCloud account, it's just a matter of reconnecting to that and telling it to sync.
Yeah. Yeah. So, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment. Before we run out of time on the program, and by the way, Kathy, thanks for the call. That is a good one. Getting data from an old machine to a new machine, you want to make sure you do that right. I want to put Windows 11 on my computer, currently running Windows 7. What about that? Could the Windows 7 machine just be too old to accommodate Windows 11?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's all part of, I think, what's the big movement where people are trying to tell Microsoft that you shouldn't be building your operating system around hardware. And I think they made a mistake when they decided to go that route. Also, there is Windows X Lite, and this is a company that puts out a light version of Windows, and apparently it's legal, borderline, but it is legal. And you could install Windows on a machine without having a trusted platform manager chip, a TM chip, and rock and roll that way, too. There's ways around this. And there's people on YouTube that tell you how to bypass. But somewhere along the line, you're going to have a legitimate license to activate so you have the full Windows experience, if that's the way you want to go. But it is doable, absolutely. I would suggest this person with a Windows 7 machine would probably be a lot much better off to investigate a good, solid, easy-to-learn Linux system. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Then you're good to go, and you know you're legal, and you don't have to worry about a thing. Everything's going to run just fine.
Yeah, and we have talked about it many, many times before on these older machines, Linux. One of the versions of that would certainly be a great option. All right, Doug, we got to run. We're out of time. The hour has gone very quickly. How do people reach you during the week? What's your phone number and email?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at wccotech.com. wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and stay warm.
Yeah, have a good week. There he is, Doug Swindehart, joining us here on Tech Talk. And it comes your way Saturday, sports schedules permitting, between 3 and 4. Spring training's coming up. Did you hear that story in the news today? The equipment truck has left Target Field headed for Fort Myers. And spring training. That is a good sign. We have all the news and weather at 4. Steve Carney to come as well here on CCO.